You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Researchers at the University of Auckland have been using augmented realities to recreate the first contact between Māori and Pākehā. The project is focused on supporting and improving intercultural relationships through technology. Louis spoke to the University of Auckland's Myri Gunn, who is part of the team. They spoke about the research, how it came to be, and what outcomes they are hoping to achieve. To start, Louis asked Myri to briefly explain what the project was about. Here they are now.
So my research, Common Room, is looking at whether virtual reality, augmented reality, and all of those realities that we now call extended reality, and that so whether that extended realities can support intercultural understanding, really. Yeah. Sometimes I say it's to diminish intercultural discomfort, which some people might call racism. But anyway, I mean, after all, it's an art project, and so I don't want to overclaim by saying that I'm going to combat racism by having art exhibitions.
And one of the things, I guess, one of the things I did want to touch on was the using augmented reality to, I guess, trace back the first contact between Māori and Pākehā. Could you elaborate on that a bit?
When we look back on colonisation, we can see it's left a huge mess. It's really for Pākehā to clean it up, I think. Sadly, sometimes I find it infuriating. I think, why should we have to? Why did they make it so terrible? So partly I ask myself, what would it look like now? But I'm not trying to go back in time. I'm trying to imagine it from this contemporary environment. So working with Māori and saying, well, you know, can you imagine it? You imagine how it would be, how would it look if we did it again in a different way? So it's interesting because, of course, a lot of the interesting stuff happens in conversations that aren't ended up being recorded, as you can imagine. Especially, I think, when people are sitting around with their mates and saying, you know, what would, I'm doing this art project and what do you think I should say? And I think that there are layers here. And so partly the challenge for me as a Pākehā working with Māori is to, you know, you will have heard people talk about decentering. So you're decentering the white voice, if you like. But then I'm in this position of kind of being the puppet master.
What do you think the importance is of then people seeing this and experiencing the first contact from a Māori perspective, especially for Pākehā to experience that?
Well, I think when Tanya says, who are you? Where are you from? I think we need to answer those questions to ourselves. And so, I mean, obviously, it's not just going to be Pākehā who come to an art exhibition or an exhibition in the university or whatever. There's going to be people from all over the world. So it's to do with having that conversation, kind of thinking about it, like, you know, what would we do if we had our time all over again? Say this was like the start, the baby steps back into a real engagement and a real relationship, how would that be? In a way, it's a provocation. Like, I've recently discovered that the kind of work I do is called discursive design. And discursive design is designed to change people's hearts and minds.
How come extended realities, I guess, have been chosen as?
So my career, one of my careers, was as a cinematographer. So I've come from a job where I am filming interviews with people. And the thing that I most want is for there to be a visceral connection between the subject, if you like, of the interview and the audience who's watching. So this is just another manifestation of that. But I wanted to explore different ways. My first kind of breaking out was using hugely wide aspect ratios. So 48 by 9, that's like three TV monitors jammed together and projecting onto that. And so this is sort of in that same vein of looking at technologies. I'm wanting to kind of inhabit some of that terrain, the virtual terrain, if you like, which is infinite and endless. And then I was told that augmented reality can bring people into the table. Totally different idea. So you stay put and then you bring someone to the table. So what that did, when I learned about that, I thought, oh, that reminds me of that when Māori or others say, we need a seat at the table. It's to do with power sharing. We need a seat at the table. And that's where this whole thing started.
I guess from what you've been saying, the project seems to be about improving Māori and Pākehā relations by building a better understanding among Pākehā. Do you think that virtual reality is important by creating more of an empathetic response?
I don't believe it's an empathy machine. What it can do, I think, is increase understanding. So I guess it's kind of giving people a go. They kind of have a go at what would it be like in a first encounter. So it's a sort of playful way of addressing something quite serious.
So then I guess when you finish the project, when you're moving towards rolling this out to galleries and people on a wider scale, what does success look like for it?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a really good question. Success is that people stay until the end. Some of my pieces have been about 8 minutes long, and that's a long time. But I have had people kind of glued to the spot and seeing the 8 minutes and then the next 5 minutes and then the next 4 minutes. But this is only 2 and a bit minutes. I'm generally at the table watching people, and you can tell when they're really engaged. You can see with the 360 work, like with the VR, they look around because they're thinking, wow, I can see what's out the window and I can see kind of what's in the kitchen and look at the paintings on the wall. But then what happens is this, and they get totally engaged with what the person's saying. So I look at their body language and kind of hear their gruntings and hear their responses. And then often I interview them. Sometimes I've had conversations like with longer pieces working with Māori, and some people really are kind of illuminated by, wow, I never knew that, or I never thought this, or this is what I had been thinking.
Has there been anything notable like response that most people have said, or has it been quite broad and different between different people?
It's different. I mean, it was interesting. The virtual reality work, which is called Commonplace, and that was showing at the Audio Foundation a number of, well, maybe 2 years ago, something like that. And a woman came in off the street. She was wanting a free cup of coffee, and she's kind of comfortable on the Audio Foundation. So she saw the headset, and she was really curious. And she was so engaged in the conversation, listening to what the woman was saying. And because I interview about social connection, and they're talking about social connection, but you can in their homelands, but you can feel that with, except for the beautiful Samoan Pussy Urali, the two other women are quite lonely. And the woman off the street with the headset on, she calls out, "It's all right, darling, I'm here." It was, you know, she meant it. So she could feel the emotion coming to her through the headset, and she wanted to communicate back again.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.